Isn't it interesting how we remember so well some of those toys that we received? Now, as our daughters were growing up, I think sometimes they were more enthralled with the packaging and the boxes and the wrapping paper than what was actually in the box. But I can remember so vividly the farm set that I received one Christmas. I mean, it had all of the plastic animals and had the tractors and the elevators, and Dad mounted it on a piece of plywood, and he had painted the plywood so it looked like it was a grassy green field. I think in a box have some of the toys from that farm set. And then there was the pedal tractor. I have photos of me, believe it or not, on a John Deere pedal tractor.
Wait a minute, that's the wrong color, Max.
It sure was. At our place, everything was red, but I don't know, maybe Dad got a good deal from the local John Deere dealer on a John Deere pedal tractor. And you know, I can still feel the texture of that glossy paint on that pedal tractor, and I can still smell the rubber of the tires. And I rode that through the house, all around the house, making sure, of course, that it didn't bounce into the refrigerator, because there would have been in trouble over that. But that pedal tractor, whenever I see one of those old John Deere pedal tractors from the 50s, it takes me back to that particular Christmas. And then there were the less than PC toys, but we didn't know it back then. I mean, I remember getting the Mattel six shooter with the greeny stick'em caps, so you could, you know, you could have the shootout with your neighbor kid right there out there in the field.
And there was the gun that had the suction cup on the end of the stick that you fired out and tried to get it to stick to the wall. Yes, right.
Hopefully not shooting it at your sister or brother.
Well, that was tempting at times, because I did have a sister, and yes, I picked on her. I was 5 years older than her, and so I picked on her a little bit. Our family always celebrated Christmas Eve. That was when my grandmother and my two bachelor uncles would come to the house, and of course, we were all Norwegian. My grandmother came from Norway, and so we would have lutefisk, and we would have lefse and the Scandinavian dishes that are served at holiday time. But since we were on a dairy farm, you know, we normally ate supper before we went out and milked cows. But on Christmas Eve, we would do the cow milking early. And Dad always made sure that there was extra hay and extra silage. And then he would take a mixture of flavors or whatever and sprinkle on the silage as an extra treat for the cows. And so you'd hope to get done milking the 30 cows that we milked by hand by 7 o'clock, so then you could go in the house and you could have your dinner. And then Santa Claus came sometime after we were asleep on Christmas Eve. So we did have, after milking the cows on Christmas morning, we would then have the present opening.
I bet your Christmas tree was a real tree too, wasn't it?
It was, because we did have woods on the farm. We had 200 acres and only 90 of it was tillable. So we had a lot of woods, and we had a lot of the long needle pine trees, and they were pretty tall. So Dad and I would take a sled and go out to the forest area, and he would climb the tree. And he would cut the top off the tree. And then that's what we'd take back in the house. But, oh, artificial tree?
No way. No, we didn't have one of those. You know, those aluminum trees? Remember those?
Oh, I do.
In the 60s.
With the colored lights.
With the color wheel, yes. No, we never went for one of those. It was always a real tree. My cousin Bob grew Christmas trees for a few years there, and we would go out and cut from his patch. Just the other day, I went out in pursuit of our Christmas tree for our home, and I got there before the guys were selling the trees that morning. This lot out in the countryside, it was a Saturday morning, and I was there probably about a half hour early, and there was nobody there. I was surprised. In the days just ahead of Christmas, right, these fellas hadn't shown up yet. So here were all of the trees, and it's a major Christmas tree producing area there.
Could you
not
help
far
yourself?
Away. As a matter of fact, on their little shack, there was a sign and a slit in the door.
Really?
And it said, just take the tag off the tree, write down on the tag the price and the amount that you've put in the slot, and we thank you very much. Well, I was so taken aback by the fact that these guys were operating on an honor system, as I know some folks do at pumpkin patches.
True,
and
yes.
Apple orchards,
yeah.
And
but Christmas
in this case,
trees?
Christmas trees. Guess what? I actually put a little extra in the box. I was so thankful that these guys had faith in me as a consumer and my neighbors that I gave them a little extra, doggone it.
There's more coming up on Christmas on the Farm, right after this break.